Nathaniel Hawthorne's 20 Days with Julian and Little Bunny by Papa, read by Paul Auster. Lenox, Monday, July 28, 1851. At 7 o'clock a.m., wife, EPP, Una, and Rosebud took their departure, leaving Julian and me in possession of the red shanty. The first observation which the old gentleman made thereupon was, "Father, isn't it nice to have baby gone?" His perfect confidence of my sympathy in this feeling was very queer. "Why is it nice?" I inquired. "Because now I can shout and squeal just as loud as I please," answered he. And for the next half hour he exercised his lungs to his heart's content, and almost split the welkin thereby. Then he hammered on an empty box, and appeared to have high enjoyment of the racket which he created. In the course of the forenoon, however, he fell into a deep reverie, and looked very pensive. I asked what he was thinking of, and he said, "Oh, about Mama's going away. I do not like to be away from her." And then he romanticized about getting horses and galloping after her. He declared, likewise, that he likes Una, and that she never troubled him. I hardly know how we got through the forenoon bath, and such kinds of rational employment. It is impossible to write, read, think, or even to sleep in the daytime, so constant are his appeals to me in one way or another. Still, he is such a genial and good-humored little man that there is certainly an enjoyment intermixed with all the annoyance. In the afternoon, we walked down to the lake and amused ourselves with flinging in stones until the gathering clouds warned us homeward. In the wood, midway home, a shower overtook us.